The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon, Bill Bunkley here with the Bill Bunkley Show, and we are delighted to have you with us on this second day of July as we are counting down to the 4th of July holiday. Good to have you here this afternoon. I am watching a video link from the Southern Hemisphere, as today is the day that many in the southern part of the globe are going to be experiencing a full, complete eclipse of the sun. And as we watch that this afternoon, we've got a lot to talk about. Controversy is in the air again, and that has to do with Nike. Nike has folded under the pressure from Colin Kaepernick. Nike developed a brand new red, white, and blue patriotic shoe. It's the Betsy Ross flag shoe, complete with our first flag on the heel of the shoe. Good-looking shoe. It's now been pulled off all the shelves because Colin Kaepernick, I'm going to do this the whole show. You know how I get, Mike. You know how I get. He's Kaepernick from here on out. Has told him of his displeasure and the fact that the flag represents racism. I'm going to disagree with that. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. We also have an A-10 Thunderbolt attack jet over Florida had a bird strike, and it resulted in them dropping dummy bombs over Florida. We'll talk about that. Glad I wasn't underneath one of those bombs. They were training bombs, by the way. No explosives, but I guarantee you, you might not live if you took a direct hit walking around. We'll also have a chance to talk about just what's up with the Florida Beach flesh-eating bacteria that has a lot of people concerned, including yours truly. And in the second hour, we'll be talking about that German homeschooling family that had their kids taken away from the government because they were homeschooling them, well, they got their kids back. So we'll be covering that today. But first, we welcome all of you this afternoon, those from our Faith Talk stations, those from our Answer Conservative Talk platforms, as well as our business station platform, The Biz. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the markets today. The S&P 500 has posted a new record close again today. But I'm telling you, we could see some reversals pretty quick because there are still a lot of worries about trade out there. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 69.25 at 26,786 and change. S&P 500 nudged up to 8.68, closing at 2973.01. NASDAQ up another 17.93 points at 8109.09. Here's some headlines that we won't dive into, but certainly we'll give our friends who are investors as well as traders some things to look at if they didn't catch this earlier today. CNBC is reporting that housing is providing another in a line of troubling signs pointing to an economic slowdown. Nike's Betsy Ross controversy highlights the new dangers lurking in old American icons. A House committee has sued the Treasury for Donald Trump's tax returns. And the 10-year Treasury yield, are you ready for this, falls back below 2%. And global yields are sinking deeper in the negative territory. Every time you see this 10-year sinking, that means it's a little nudge better and better and better to buy a house or to refinance. Keep that in mind. Earlier today, the markets were waiting, but it seems like it was much to do about nothing, probably mishandled by the White House. Vice President Mike Pence abruptly cancels New Hampshire trip. He was called back to the White House, said it was an emergency to start with. Then they said it was an emergency. It was not about the president's health or his health, and it wasn't about national security. Haven't said much about that since. Here's some breaking news. The governor of Arizona is withdrawing Nike shoe financial incentives after the shoe company pulls the Betsy Ross American flag sneakers. And I totally agree with that. Folks, you can go out there if you're trading, and the retail forecast for the second half of 2019 is out. And as we continue to monitor what's happening in the markets, that's an update for this afternoon. We have two important breaking stories this afternoon, and one that we want to get you up to date with right away. And that is NewsWatch 8 is reporting right here. A Hillsborough County man is behind bars after deputies said he made threats against the sheriff's office. Detectives say 32-year-old Joshua Kramer, he placed a call to the Tampa Police Department on Sunday, and he told them he was upset with Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. While on the call, Kramer said that he was out of town and was planning to blow up the sheriff's office annex in Ybor City when he returned, deputies said. A warrant was issued for Kramer after the call. Tampa police arrested him at his home today. He has been charged with threatening to discharge a destructive device. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office says the investigation is active and no additional details can be made at this time. And again, man arrested for threatening to blow up the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. Well, another breaking story this afternoon, sad story indeed, and this is coming to us from Fox News at this hour. Apparently, 14 Russian sailors have died. They died yesterday after a Russian Navy deep-sea submarine caught fire underwater during a research mission. Fox News reports the vessel caught fire unexpectedly while the submersible was measuring sea depths in Russia's territorial waters, according to the Defense Ministry. The fire was put out thanks to the self-sacrifice of crew members, although officials did not say how many sailors were aboard the vessel at the time of the blaze or how many, if any, survived. Russian President Vladimir Putin canceled a scheduled appearance today and summoned his defense minister to get briefed on the situation. The vessel, which has only been identified by the ministry as one intended for studying the seabed, has since been docked at the Arctic port of Severomorsk, the main base of Russia's military fleet. And Russia's RBC online news outlet reported the fire took place on the nuclear-powered AS-12 Low Shark. So keep the members of that crew and their families in your prayers this afternoon. Phone lines are open just for you. 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. Well, one of our first stories this afternoon has to do with something that Florida is well known for, not only at our own Avon Park here in the central part of the state. That is a major training complex for both the Air Force, or the Navy air components, as they use those for practice runs and doing their bombings. Also know that there's a lot of exercises that are conducted over the center part of the Gulf of Mexico. And so Florida remains a very important part of that. Well, it's not unusual for some of our Air Force fighter jets and bombers to have a lot of training. And so we have just learned that there was an issue. The Air Force has released information that it's in the midst of an investigation after a fighter jet dropped dummy bombs over Florida after it took a bird strike. Somehow, and this is an A-10, by the way, it's an A-10C Thunderbolt II jet, also known as the Warthog. That's the one that has this awesome Gatling gun in the nose of the airplane. And between that and the bombs, the plane was built around the Gatling gun. And so this is a major asset that comes in to drop bombs and to just blanket an area with the rounds from the Gatling gun. So apparently it got hit or flew into a flock of birds. And that can really damage a windshield. Don't know what the damages are, but just know that that is what happens. At the same time, it dropped three of their dummy bombs. Now, these are used for training. Happened yesterday afternoon. The plane was based out of Central Georgia at Moody Air Force Base. And basically, they don't know exactly where the dummy bombs landed. Isn't that reassuring? Well, there's a reason for that. I'm just kind of being coy this afternoon. They believe it's somewhere about 55 miles south of the base near the Suwannee Springs, the headwaters of the Suwannee River in Florida. And right now, if it's out in the middle of the woods or the swamp, the three bombs went in and hit the ground and apparently didn't cause any damage. There's no immediate report of that. They're inert. They contain a small pyrotechnic charge that just when they land, you have your observers that are far enough away, but they're watching through their binoculars. And as they are scoring the ability of the pilots to put the bomb on the target, that's why you have a little bit of the pyrotechnics, which makes them easier to see, especially if they're involved with night missions. So anyway, the problem is they weigh about 25 pounds apiece. So basically, if you had been at the wrong place at the wrong time in the Suwannee Swamp, you might have been graduated to heaven if you know Jesus. And the other thing is that if they didn't explode for whatever reason, not that we have to tell our audience is far away, but if it ever happens around here, you should not be touching or handling any of these bombs, even though they are inert. Well, we're going to be taking a break in just a moment, and when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that I'm not the only one pretty disgusted with Nike shoes right now, and it's going to be my topic of tomorrow is something to think about, particularly because these shoes were to be released in recognition of the 4th of July, 2019. Betsy Ross, what a story behind her and our first flag. And for the company from Oregon, the left coast, Nike, to get to a position that it folds because of the criticism of Mr. Kaepernick, former San Fran quarterback. I'll give you my thoughts about, well, him and this accusation and my thoughts about the whole thing going forward. Phone line's going to be open at 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. To say that I am not a happy camper about what Nike has done would probably be an understatement. And if you haven't heard the facts, the true facts of the story, you'll hear those in a moment, and you can be assured that if you want to share about that, we'll take your call. Again, that number is 877-943-9673. I'm watching this eclipse. It's getting further and further toward the total eclipse. I'm Bill Bunkley. Be right back.
Austin is a junior at Sarasota Christian School.
I just love that every class is not just about the subject. Not only are you learning mentally and growing in the subjects that you're getting, you're also getting a spiritual aspect that you don't really get at another school.
Academics are important, but there's no higher priority than spiritual growth and development within a caring community.
not a lot of schools have like a retreat where you actually get to go develop as a Christian, but you're also just growing in friendship.
From pre-K through 12th grade, Sarasota Christian is a school where your child will feel accepted immediately, be cared for deeply, and never be made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, I've always felt welcome here, and that's one of our biggest things that we pride ourselves on. We're really good at inviting and being able to bring kids in and become really great friends.
Sarasota Christian School, dedicated to Christ and your child's success since 1958. Schedule a tour at sarasotachristian.org. That's sarasotachristian.org.
This is Dennis Prager. I want to invite you to join me for a travel opportunity that may be the highlight of your year, maybe even one of the highlights of your life. I'm headed back to Israel in December 2019 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. A tour of the key sites and places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired, renewed, and empowered by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity.
Click Stand with Israel at letstalkfaith.com.
Thanks for listening today to Faith Talk. We'd like to introduce you to a new radio program, The Living Word with Pastor Danny Hodges of Calvary Chapel Fellowship. Each weekday, Pastor Danny will walk you through the scriptures, verse by verse, passionately sharing the truth and hope of the gospel for a lost and dying world. Find out more at ccfstpete.church.
The Living Word with Danny Hodges, weekdays at 10:30 a.m. on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley, The Bill Bunkley Show. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, it's Patriotic Week in America. And we are finding more and more just how unpatriotic some of our fellow Americans are. Let me be clear. Our country is not perfect. Our country has never been perfect. There's never been a perfect country. There's a perfect heaven, and I believe that with all of my heart as a Christ follower. And it was only one perfect person, and in my faith belief, that was the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we're not perfect. We did some very wrong, inappropriate things to our Native Americans. We have done some wrong and inappropriate things to people of foreign lands who were rounded up, who were brought here in mass ships, and were committed to less than human conditions. That's an understatement, but were also forced into hard labor. We haven't always gotten things right. But you know, there's a lot of things we did get right and have gotten right and will get right. But it seems like that every symbol of our American history, one by one, by extreme leftists in this country, are being attacked. And we've had to deal with history revisionists now for could be a decade or two. Not only reviving history, usually without any reference to the facts as we know them, or erasing history altogether. And of course, that line of thinking is also because students of today, unless you have them in a Christian school or a private school that emphasizes the teaching of American history, the teaching of American civics, we have maybe the second generation that doesn't have a real clue why they should even be celebrating our freedom. And then comes along companies who are making a lot of money out of this country, but don't seem to want to pause to respect the country. We now have another American company making those headlines. It's a company that a lot of our young kids and parents, and especially those who have to buy things to have the right symbol on the article to be cool. And this particular company has showed us in the last 24 hours or so that its true colors are not red, not white, nor blue. Now, you may remember the former San Fran quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. The former quarterback who's perfected the art of protest far more than he ever perfected his football prowess. Well, here's the breaking news. Mr. Kaepernick has been offended. Again. And once again, he's been offended over his definition, emphasis his definition of racism. Now, Nike shoes, they have stood with Mr. Kaepernick. They've been very supportive through his many controversies over the years. And in the last few days, just when Nike was releasing a brand new shoe, you're going to hear a lot about this. The new shoe was a nice-looking shoe, by the way. White background, red and blue stripes. It was called the Betsy Ross shoe. Now, if you remember, Betsy Ross is credited with the first flag of the United States of America. 13 stripes, 13 stars, all in a circle of white stars on the blue background. My friends, to refresh your memory, the Betsy Ross flag was the first flag of our country. And Nike had the flag on the back heels of their new shoes. I think it's a cool looking shoe. Flag looks great. And had they not done what they've done, I'd be applauding them today. Especially in time marketing, just in time for the 4th of July. So that many of us could have gone out and supported the patriotism of Nike by buying their new Betsy Ross red, white, and blue shoes with the first flag on the heel. But lo and behold, out of nowhere, they panicked. Not only did Nike panic, they pulled all the shoes off the shelves. Pulled them. And you know why? Because Colin Kaepernick, he defined the Betsy Ross flag as racist. Now, let me just tell you something. I will call out racism when I see it. You know that. You know my program. But to me, this doesn't meet the test. The Betsy Ross flag, if you know your history, it means a whole lot of things. Symbolic of a whole lot of things. It isn't just symbolic of a dark period of racism in this country. It just isn't. Just because somebody says something is racist doesn't make it racist. Nike, you made a huge, huge mistake. Nike, You have offended a lot of people, including the governor of Arizona that pulled all of their incentives because of this huge blunder. Listening to Colin Kaepernick. Well, let me tell you this. Phone lines are open. 877-943-9673. I'd like to know what you think. Am I wrong, right, or different opinion? 877-943-9673. But hear me clearly. For me and my house, we'll be buying anything but Nikes. I'm Bill Bunkley. Be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House says it will keep up the pressure on Iran now that Iranian officials announced they're exceeding prescribed limits on the production of low-enriched uranium. French President Macron is urging Iran to stick to the terms of the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The state of Arizona withdrawing its offer of incentives for Nike to build a manufacturing plant in that state after the company dropped plans to release a sneaker with a Betsy Ross flag on it. NASA conducting a full-stress launch abort test for the Orion capsules that are designed to carry astronauts to the moon. That test was a success. Stocks finished higher. The Dow was up 69. The NASDAQ ahead 18. The S&P gained 9 today. Ahead of the Independence Day holiday on Thursday, markets will be closing early on Wednesday. This is SRN News.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-653-1188. That's 800-653-1188. 800-653-1188.
Cornerstone Pros.
You don't allow just anyone into your home, and Cornerstone Pros doesn't let just anyone join their team. Cornerstone Pros technicians are the best of the best. Background checked, drug tested, and professionally trained to certify skills and dependability. Servicing air conditioners, plumbing, electrical, and generators. Call 813-291-0522.
For service like it ought to be. Fair, fast, and friendly.
What could happen to your marriage if you had a personalized 6-week plan to grow your relationship?
Family Life wants to give you an ebook, Stronger Forever, with weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness, free. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Log on and enter to win today at letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger. Letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
Saturday mornings at 8, Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin.
In the benefit of the trust is no probate, no guardianship, quick, easy, fast, efficient, and private documents. And in this case, we provided for each of them for the rest of their life with some security factor there, and also provided for their children.
Ask an Attorney with Joe Pippin. Saturday mornings at 8 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Dungy. Being an All-Pro Dad is the greatest thing a man can do. But there's one kind of All-Pro Dad who stands above them all, and that's a foster dad. There's no greater hero than the man who steps up to foster a child. Totally unselfish, totally extraordinary. Only 6 in 10,000 will step up to help a child with no home. Put yourself to this test. Are you willing to take a step toward being a truly great man? Learn more.
For the four joys of fostering, go to allprodad.com.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley with the Bill Bunkley Show. This might really be a subject with 4th of July just a couple days away. Is it okay to be patriotic? Is it okay to remember our history? Can we discuss the mistakes we made as a nation, or do we just blot them out? Do you remember any teachings on the fact that if you forget your history, what you're bound to do in the future? Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. We are talking about a fresh new controversy that I think that Nike absolutely got it wrong. If you're just tuning in, Betsy Ross shoes that were just being released, red, white, and blue shoes with Betsy Ross credited with the first flag of the United States of America, 13 stripes, 13 stars in a circle on that blue background. It was a good-looking shoe, too. I think if Nike's smart, they'll reevaluate. But, you know, corporate pressure today. Anyway, I question their red, white, and blue credentials after Colin Kaepernick put pressure on them, told them it was a racist flag, and they pull them all off the shelves overnight. That's right. Well, I didn't have a couple of parents, mom and dad, who served this country in the Army Air Force during World War II. I wasn't raised with, you know, looking for a reason to blot out history around every corner. I was taught to respect history, to really drill down and make sure you're dealing with people who know the facts about history. And with all due respect, Mr. Kaepernick, I don't think you're all that well-versed with the history of the Betsy Ross flag. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Direct from Keystone, Florida. By the way, this is one you might want to call. Do you think I'm right or wrong? I just don't think this racism charge is legit. Was there clouds of racism in America when this flag was flying? Certainly. But if we're going to start knocking off every historical symbol of the country, that means a lot more than just racism. We got an issue. 877-943-9673. Go to Keystone. Jim is standing. By the way, before Jim comes on, I'm watching a feed out of Argentina, and the solar eclipse is almost complete. Just a little sliver of light. And by the time we finish this conversation, it will probably be a total eclipse in the southern hemisphere. Jim, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Good afternoon. You remember when Colin Kaepernick first started this kneeling for the national anthem about 3 or 4 years ago? Do you remember what his stated purpose was doing, or why he started doing that? Do you remember what he publicly said his reasons were?
Yes, vaguely, but I know you're on it, so go ahead.
Okay. At that time, he said he was protesting police violence. Police.
Wasn't it the Trayvon Martin thing was the catalyst?
Yeah, but it was a blue-on-black crime, how it was all about the cops. It was not about America or the bigger picture. It was all about just he was against police violence. Well, I think now we see everyone's true colors are, correct? Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
He is not anti-cop. He's anti-America and anything America stands for. He would fit right in with the Democrats today.
Yeah, I got to tell you that and give you an example. You know, my family, my father's side, certainly from the South, Georgia, a lot of roots there. And you take the Confederate flag. Confederate flag means a lot of things to other people, but I certainly can absolutely absorb and understand for African Americans how the Confederate flag for those people means something that all of us who are white, even have roots in the South, we would probably never feel. So I'm giving you that example, Jim, because I certainly see the roots there. I just don't see a lot of people looking at the Betsy Ross first flag, and the first thing they're thinking about is slavery and injustice to African Americans. I just don't see it. Am I wrong there?
No, you're absolutely not wrong. Well, now can we, who are dyed-in-the-wool patriots now, can we take offense at anyone who wears Nike shoes and harass them in restaurants or throw milkshakes on them or call them bad names? I mean, they'll do that if you wear any kind of Trump clothing. Can we be offended now?
Only if you as a conservative pledge your allegiance to Saul Alinsky and his 1973 rule book, Rules for Radicals, and though you're not protesting the issues he would protest, you're using the tactics. So if you want to hold your hand up and do allegiance to Saul Alinsky, yeah, you can go out and do all those things because you certainly have a right to protest with this, but that'll never happen because most of the conservatives, we just, you know, we want a dialogue. You know, we might agree to disagree, but we're not into that. But unless you follow Saul Alinsky, you know, I don't know if you're going to be able to get away with it, but you could if you pledge to him.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have allegiance to my God and my country and most times to my state, but that's about where it ends.
It's just a shame that this has to happen before the 4th of July again, and we have some members of Congress. It's kind of like what I said, and I'm writing about tomorrow, that, you know, Colin Kaepernick's prowess at learning how to be a protester has certainly, and also pardon the pun because of today, has eclipsed whatever his prowess was as a San Fran and others quarterback. And, you know, when we look at members of Congress who certainly are, you know, forming allegiances that, at least on the surface, certainly indicate that their hearts are not with America, this is just yet another troubling marker that I want to make sure at least my audience knows, A, where I stand, and B, it is certainly something to consider because I'm going to say this, and I get your opinion because this is kind of leaping into another story. If we conservatives, social conservatives, and Christian worldview folks, if we don't take our political position and views seriously and start getting involved, we very shortly are going to be a socialist nation. Now, I believe Donald Trump is going to be reelected this term, but I believe in 2022, I believe that I'm pretty comfortable in saying that I think that there is a fairly good possibility that the left will take over in that election. And if they are to have the House and the Senate or whatever, I'm going to tell you, Jim, I think I'll say goodbye to America as we know it because they'll move swiftly. You'll see what's going on in California against churches. They're going to mandate what someone can preach or not preach, or and if not, you go to jail. But, Jim, I think we're on borrowed time, so what do you think? Do we survive as a God-fearing, patriotic republic in the majority numbers, or will one day too many people want too many free things and we just sink into the mire of destruction?
I believe you hit it right on the head, and I think if you're a Bible believer, you know, the United States has to go down before the end times are upon us. So I think that all just plays right into what happens.
And if you're not following that, and it's okay, we have our conservative viewers. I'm on multi-platforms. What Jim is referring to, that for those of us that follow Christ and believe in the inerrancy of the Scripture, in Revelation it talks about the countries of the North, speculation about Iran, Afghanistan, Russia, and, of course, the European Union. All that geography is talked about is coming against Israel. America's not mentioned. And also in the end times, it talks about all nations being against Israel. So Jim is referring to the fact that if you do your homework and believe in the inerrancy of the biblical scriptures, America is not going to be a superpower when that comes around. Is that a fairly good explanation of what you were talking about? Because I don't want to speak for you.
Yes, it is, Bill.
All right. Well, my man, be careful. Got some thunderstorms moving around. But as always, enjoy you dropping in and having a good, intelligent conversation. And let's just pray for America and let's wave that red, white, and blue. And by the way, if you don't have a flag on your house, go by Walmart, Target. Well, don't go by Target. Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's. Get yourself an American flag. Get your drill out. Let's get our flags on our houses, and let's be known for people who appreciate the sacrifices of men and women who died, who have died through a couple plus hundred years so that you and I live in the freedom that we have, and we allow others to have a voice, even though we know it's a destructive voice. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Amen, brothers. Stay well.
All righty. 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. I am not suggesting a boycott. But I can tell you, and by the way, my son was already into this. He's kind of an originalist. And the last two or three times we've tried to go out and buy shoes, oftentimes Nike has, you know, as long as you have the Nike symbol, it's a Nike shoe, right? Well, you go to some of the outlets and you'll find there's some Nike shoes for probably half price of what the overpriced shoes usually go for. But I could never get Zach to get into buying a Nike shoes. He says, I just don't like Nike. I don't like symbol. And so he's got New Balance and some other stuff. And so I can tell you that I'm going to follow. Where is the family going to follow his lead? Because when I think about, we were just at the Warrior Games here in Tampa. We just heard from the hero of Black Hawk down in Mogadishu, Somalia, Jeff Stricker. And I'm a patriotic person to begin with. And as I am getting excited about, you know, putting my flag out and being proud and wearing a red, white, and blue, to see a company like Nike do what they did. First of all, if they're wise, I think on this one, they ought to get an historian out real quick. They ought to reverse, get the shoes on the shelf and say, you know what? We recognize racism like I do. And yes, racism was a part of that era. But because we feel on balance that's not what this flag represents, we are going to go ahead and bring this flag to the people of America. That's what they ought to do. But I can tell you what, as far as me and my house, I'll say it again, we'll be buying anything but Nikes. Anything but Nikes. Shirts, shoes, whatever. Don't need to have that ancient symbol in my house. Well, coming up, got to talk about it. Flesh-eating bacteria. Right here on our Florida beaches. We come back, let's talk about what we know, what we don't know. Coming up in the second hour, we'll have more from a little more of a Christian worldview perspective, including that German homeschooling family that lost their kids over homeschooling. Well, they got their kids back. Hey, a lot more to be informed. Bill Bunkley Show, 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. I'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855. That's 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855.
This is Lon Heat-Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Massachusetts Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren has now lost whatever slim chance she had of becoming president. In the first debate between Democratic Party presidential candidates, Warren endorsed the idea of taking away private health insurance from every American who has it and replacing it with a socialist-style, one-size-fits-all, government-run health plan. Warren will sell her plan for a government takeover of the U.S. healthcare system as giving more Americans, quote, free health care. But we all know there's no such thing. Her ideas would not only be incredibly disruptive to hundreds of millions of Americans, but it could also limit access to doctors and care, slow medical innovation, and raise taxes significantly for many across the country. We shouldn't be surprised that Elizabeth Warren is embracing socialist-style policies. It's all part of the leftward lurch of Democrats seeking the presidency. The only question is who will choose to join her next. I'm Lon Hee Chan.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Oh, man, I've got a crack in my glass.
A what? In your what?
A crack in my glass.
Oh, your car. What a pain in the glass. Auto Glass America will come to you and give you cash for your cracked glass. And they'll give you new glass for free. Their work is guaranteed. They use OEM quality windshields. Call Auto Glass America at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Comprehensive insurance required.
Auto Glass America.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley on this Tuesday afternoon. The total solar eclipse, at least for Argentina, is over. The sun is about to reappear, and those things fascinate me, especially if you can relate to Israeli festivals on new moons and what they mean in as far as timing that has been a very much a part of civilization down through the centuries and the millennia. And so we're watching this one unfold right here. Well, let's talk about something that we need to all make sure that we know what's going on. And that's because our family, there's no doubt that we are beach lovers and beach goers. And so since I'm getting up there in age, I can tell you that between scuba diving in my career, cave diving, yes, I must admit that some of those caverns that you hear about, some of the places where people have perished, I have actually cave dived in those areas under strict cave diving rules. Those are, you know what those are, wearing doubles. Making sure that we're out of the cave with 500 PSI in the tank by the time we surface. You go in with, even if you have to tie it off with a tree, and you take a line in that's secure outside of the sinkhole so that you follow your own line, pulling your own line to get out. But anyway, I've been at the beach all my life. And now, after we've had two cases of people going to the beach, and came down with the flesh-eating bacteria, it's time to understand just what is and what isn't the facts over this very troubling situation. Now, I'm using a story that posted with Newswatch 8. I think they got the research down pretty good, so I want to give them acclamation here. And so what happened is we got a 12-year-old girl in Destin. She almost lost a leg to, now I'm going to try and get this right, necrotizing fasciitis. That is a flesh-eating bacteria. She had three surgeries, and she's having to learn to walk again. The second one was right here in Tampa. And so Wade Fleming said that the next trip they were going to take was to Coquina Beach. So they went to Coquina Beach. And his mom, Lynn Fleming, went to the beach, and she got a small cut on her skin. And the flesh-eating bacteria got into the cut. Understand, and don't panic, but understand, a week and a half later, she died. And her son, Wade, is saying, you know what, it's time to get people educated. And so, thanks to Newswatch 8 and my research, that's what we're doing here this afternoon. Medical experts say don't be afraid of the beach, but be aware. Now, if you get a wound at the beach around the water, look for these signs. Large red streaks coming away from the cut. Crunchiness under the skin of the cut. Heat radiating near the cut. Pus leaking from the wound. And it gets more painful and painful. It becomes intensely painful. Now, you've cut your foot at the beach like I have. You know what it feels like, sting. And after a couple of hours, you're kind of rolling along. But you know what? If it starts to burn more than it was at the start than you expected, you got to pay attention. That's a bad sign, according to David Ween, Chief of Emergency Medicine at Tampa General. And if you don't know what to do, that's where the danger comes in, because if you want to have a chance of surviving, you got to get right on this. You got to get to the hospital, to the doctor, and get the antibiotics going immediately. Now, it's a rare bacterial infection. It does spread quickly and can cause death. But rapid antibiotic treatment, followed by the preceded by the diagnosis, and then surgery, that's the key to fighting this. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the group A strep bacteria is thought to be the most common cause of necrotizing fasciitis. Now, here's how the bacteria enters the body: through cuts and scrapes, through a burn, through an insect bite, through a punctured wound, through surgical wounds, and injuries that don't break the skin like blunt trauma. It's got to have an entry point. If you don't have any sores on your body, you're not that much at risk. But the CDC says that it can cause serious complications, septic shock, organ failure. And even with treatment, just know that 1 in 3 people who get it are going to die. If you have diabetes, kidney disease, scarring of the liver, cancer, you need to be very, very aware. Clean the minor cuts and injuries that break the skin, even blisters or scrapes, with soap and water. Clean and cover draining open wounds with clean, dry bandages till they heal. See a doctor for puncture wounds and any other deep or serious wounds. Wash your hands often with soap, water, or alcohol-based rub. Take care of fungal infections like athlete's foot, and avoid spending time in hot tubs, swimming pools, and natural bodies of water if you have an open wound. Take precautions. I'm Bill Bunkley. I'm heading over to AM 570 and 910. Come join me for the second hour of The Bill Bunkley Show.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 1-800-462-3333. That's 1-800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Arizona is withdrawing its offer of incentives for Nike to build a manufacturing plant in the state after the company dropped plans to release a sneaker with a Betsy Ross flag on it.
Governor Doug Ducey ordering the state's Commerce Authority to withdraw incentives for a $185 million plant after Nike bowed to pressure from former quarterback Colin Kaepernick not to sell a version of the Air Max 1 shoe featuring a U.S. flag with 13 stars. The Wall Street Journal reporting Kaepernick was concerned over the flag's connection to an era of slavery. Ducey accusing Nike of bowing to an onslaught of what he calls political correctness.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is blaming members of Congress for encouraging immigrants from Central America to enter the country illegally. Cruz calls the influx of illegals an absolute humanitarian crisis, and it's man-made.
The responsibility for this crisis lies directly on the United States Congress, on loopholes that Congress has put into law that are encouraging far too many people to make this arduous journey.
That audio courtesy KGBT-TV. Border officials say the influx has overwhelmed facilities and personnel. AAA spokeswoman Tamara Johnson says a good economy and low gas prices will put a record number of drivers on the road this holiday weekend.
We're really attributing this increase to the fact that gas prices are about 15 cents cheaper than what drivers were paying this same time in 2018. But then also we see low unemployment and rising disposable income.
Russia's defense minister says a fire that broke out on one of its Navy's deep-sea research submersibles killed 14 sailors. He said the disaster occurred Monday while the vessel was measuring sea depths in Russian waters. On Wall Street, the Dow by 69 points, the NASDAQ rose 18, the S&P advanced 9. More on these stories available at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551, 800-607-3551, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
And this just in, the Trump administration says it is moving ahead with printing the 2020 census without the citizenship question. Once again, that news just in, the Trump administration says it is moving ahead with printing the 2020 census without the citizenship question. A Michigan church is helping pay off $1.8 million in medical debts.
A church in western Michigan is helping pay off more than $1.8 million in medical debt for families. The church, Grand Rapids First, is working with the nonprofit RIP Medical Debt on the effort. RIP acquires packages of overdue charges for a fraction of their value and forgives them. Nearly 1,900 randomly selected Michigan families are getting letters informing them that the debts are being paid off. Those involved in the effort say a donation of $15,000 from the church is allowing RIP to purchase the debt. I'm Walter Ratliff.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Germany is extending Holocaust compensation to survivor spouses.
The organization that handles claims on behalf of Jews who suffered under the Nazis says Germany's agreed to extend compensation to their surviving spouses and to increase other payments, taking the total to be paid out in 2020 to around $1 billion. Until now, pension payments to Holocaust survivors had been stopped upon their death. But the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany said Berlin's now agreed to continue survivor pensions for 9 months after a death to the spouse. The payments expected to be granted to some 14,000 spouses retroactively, and a total of about 30,000 people are expected to qualify. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The two contenders to be Britain's next prime minister both say they'll scrap a contentious Irish border provision that has hamstrung efforts to approve a divorce agreement with the European Union. Jeremy Hunt and Boris Johnson are competing to replace Prime Minister Theresa May. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around you, or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Tuesday edition, second page of the Bill Bunkley Show here on AM 570 and 910. I want to remind you, if you miss any portions of our program, you can always go to our website at letstalkfaith.com and click on the podcast page. You can take the Bill Bunkley Show with you, or you can listen to it after the show online, and we also have archived past episodes. Again, that's letstalkfaith.com. Click on the podcast page. Well, if you just joined us, you know, a moment ago we were talking about the flesh-eating bacteria that has claimed two lives right here in Florida. The last one just days ago at Coquina Beach. Going to talk about fear. Because I know when you hear a story like that, and we'll give you a quick overview of the story, Satan will come in and he loves to use fear. He loves to use skepticism. He loves to use lies. He likes to tell lies about others. And so people can hear a story like that and really be caught in the clutches of fear. So I wanted to address that here as we talk about some biblical principles to the headlines of the day. We're also going to be talking about the homeschool family in Germany, who had their kids taken away. The idea that homeschooling your kids is child abuse. Well, they got their kids back, so we'll update that story coming along on today's program as well. So here we have a lady who cut her foot at the beach. And at the same time, the open wound was cut at the beach. The bacteria, commonly known as the flesh-eating bacteria, entered her body. A week and a half later, she passed away. Shocking. Just shocking. As much as Florida is a beach destination. As I was mentioning during the last hour, I've been at the beach so many times. And in Florida waters, both lakes, springs, and salt water, that, you know, I've had some cuts and stuff, but I've never come in contact with this particular bacterial strain. Now, I guess I'm talking primarily to those of you who are listening who are believers. And I mean believers, Orthodox Christians. those of you that I can't explain all the miracles in the Bible, but I have freedom because I don't have to. I just have to trust in them and trust in our Lord and trust in the inerrancy of the gospel scriptures, inspired by the Holy Spirit. By the way, the same Holy Spirit that's inside of you if you are a true follower of Christ. And for those who are searching for Christ, you can process what I'm going to say. Some of the principles certainly still stand. And for those who have wandered from the Lord, you know, come back and reuniting with Him certainly also puts you under the protection and the authority of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So some of you heard this story and heard how it played out and how it can, this can come into a cut and it can develop into something that can shut down your organs. And if you have diabetes or cancer, it could be another entree in. And so some of you just may have heard that report and may have said to yourself or someone you may be sitting with, well, I'm not going to the beach anymore, or I'm not getting to water anymore. Now, that would be the absolutely wrong response. Now, obviously, if we have a situation where we go to St. Pete Beach, and there's signs that are up, there's law enforcement that is up, because there's not a lot of lifeguards up and down the row, the beach there with the hotels. But if we've had one of those convoys of rays, you know, they can come in at hundreds at a time. Now, if we go to the beach and they're out there and you can go to the water's edge and you can see all of the stingrays in the water, well, guess what? You're not going to be foolish and you're not going to go wading in the water because you're going to get a little barb around the top of your ankle. Or if there's, and by the way, most of the time it is bottlenose dolphins that are mistaken for sharks. I always love going to the beach and hearing the tourist, shark, shark, shark. And you immediately just kind of watch it. And as a veteran Floridian who's been on the water all my life, I look and I see that little bend in the body that roll up and down instead of the, you know, kind of the da-da-da-da. Easily see the shape of the fin. No, it's a bottlenose dolphin. So I want to talk about misplaced fear. The first thing to do when you're confronted with an issue is if you have good, accurate information, because the Bible is all about the truth, God's about the truth, and we should be about the truth, and that is whatever this supposed menace is, what are the odds that you are going to suffer from it? And I compare this to the odds of getting struck by lightning. Now, if you want to go out and, you know, hold on to a metal flagpole, sort of hug it and embrace it during a intense lightning storm, well, you certainly could be increasing your chances of getting zapped and killed. Certainly, trees and other things that could be a lightning rod sort of a situation, you want to avoid those. And as much as you're safe inside your house, you know, you don't have to be right by the windows, but just a couple days ago, we had three or four lightning strikes that were right here in our hood. I mean, they were loud, house rattles, certainly unnerving, but by and large, we were safe. And when you look at the statistics of getting hit by lightning, oftentimes other potential dangers are referred to. You got a better chance of getting struck by lightning than by this. So probably I would go so far to say you probably got a better chance of getting struck by lightning than, since the fact that how many gazillions of people are in the water year-round. We've got two reported cases. It doesn't mean that you don't take heed and you watch very carefully. But as a Christian, first of all, you've got this news, so what should you do? Heavenly Father, Lord, we are going to the beach. And Father, you know all about this flesh-eating bacteria. Heavenly Father, would you put a hedge of protection around our family? Would you protect us? Would you not only keep us from getting a cut, but if we get a cut that is not going to be a cut that's going to be infected, but just put your hedge of protection around it where you keep it safe. In Jesus' name we pray. The first thing is to pray. Second thing is, hey, it's Holy Spirit, we're walking down the water, just, you know, keep me abreast of anything I need to sidestep. Just give me the warning in my conscience or in my awareness so I'm safe. And then if you do cut yourself, it's in the water, immediately follow the protocol. Get out, flush it out, clean it out, put the stuff in for the antiseptic, and watch it over the next couple of hours. And if it doesn't subside, gets worse, head on over to the closest closest ER room. But what I really want to talk about for a minute or two is fear. Fear can grip you in many ways. If there's more month than the money, fear sets in. What am I going to do? I don't have enough to pay all my bills this month. If you have a major car payment, you have fear that in the middle of the night, they're going to come repossess it. You've been diagnosed with leukemia. You just found out. You've got fear. Is this going to be a life-altering event, a bend in the road, or is it a bend in the road where it will result in my home going? Fear. You've run across people who are fearful for many things. You probably have members of your family who tend to be fearful, or anything scares them. Well, first of all, put your trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Trusting in Him has an awful lot of the remedy for fear. Here's what you can claim. In all these verses I want to share, from the point of view as if I was dealing with heavy case of fearfulness. And remember, I always like to remind you that when you pray, you certainly can pray in your own words, but remember the model when Jesus was severely tested in the wilderness immediately after he was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. Satan moved in and was tempting him. What did the Lord say? I rebuke you, Satan, because the Lord says, thou shalt not, da 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 da, several times. You know those verses. Well, I've learned a lesson, and that is when you're praying about something, if you can identify the verse that correlates with your prayer, it is in that situation that you can very much be praying very accurately. So, you're dealing with fear. Give you a couple of examples. Heavenly Father, just as you have taught and what your word says in the book of Isaiah 14:10, I will not fear, for I know that you are with me, Lord. I'm not going to be dismayed because I know, Lord, you are my God. Lord, you have promised in your word, in this verse, that you will strengthen and help me. And I will uphold my righteous right hand. Make the scriptures your scriptures. Here's another way. Psalm 56:3. The Bible says, God, your word says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Father, I'm not going to fear over this bacteria because I know, Lord, that now or the moment I'm afraid, I'm going to pray Psalm 56:3, I put my trust in you. How about that familiar passage in Philippians? Philippians chapter 4, 6, and 7. Lord, I claim this verse, your word. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And see, you can personalize that. Heavenly Father, I pray today Philippians 4, 6 over my life. It is your word. I claim your word today, my Lord, my Savior, my Jesus Christ. I will not be anxious about anything. I will in every situation, by my prayer and my petition, with my thanksgiving to you, I will present all of my requests to you, dear Lord, and your peace. Your peace, which transcends all my understanding. Your peace will guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. Fear can be a very crippling event. But as you pray and meditate, and there's a whole lot more verses that you can pray, take the word of God, voice it, claim it, ask that it be just showered upon your life, and then personalize it. And I will tell you that as you do that in the stillness of a quiet place, the Holy Spirit will minister to your fear. The Lord Jesus will minister to your fear. And oh, by the way, be sure that you take inventory of your entire life. Because I believe that if you have any elements of fearfulness, maybe the day you almost drowned, maybe the day you were in a head-on accident, maybe the day that, you almost got shot in a hunting accident, whatever it is, the day that your mom or dad died and you're fearful that you may die the same way. For you see, all those examples are examples from my life that I just gave you that I have to pray, number one, for forgiveness. I have to pray against the sinfulness of fearing those three things or four things, however many I mentioned. Only 15 to 20% of what you ever worry about or fear will ever come true. You burn a lot of energy and emotions over misplaced fear and misplaced worry. So stop doing it. Ask the Lord to go to those places in your heart where you fear something from the past. Confess it. Put the blood of Jesus. Pray the blood of Jesus over it and ask the Lord to free you from that bondage. And to free you from the bondage it will bring you today in those areas. Amen? Amen. Well, if you have thoughts about fear, phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Calling all homeschoolers. Homeschool mothers and dads, I should say. Think about this next fact. What would happen if you were so committed to homeschooling? Right here in America, they took away your kids for child abuse. Think that could never happen? Well, think again in the future when if we ever succumb to socialism and the left taking over. 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. Back with that story next.
Join me, other moms. Let's go do something in our community as we go about life, and let's see what difference we can make in the community.
As a family, you can serve your community in easy ways. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and here's Courtney DeFeo.
And I cannot tell you what happened. I thought, let's put signs on our trash can. Let's thank people who are not thanked. And so we started saying, thank you for picking up our trash. The girls made a poster. They left candy. We started going through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and thanking the lady that gives me my sweet tea every day. We just went around and thanked people and did things that children can do in a really special way. And it blew up. And I had people all of a sudden in Dubai and in Ukraine and London putting signs on their trash cans. And God just moved through this movement called Light 'Em Up. And now there's people all over the world doing simple acts of kindness with their children and showing God's love.
More from Courtney today at FamilyMinute.org.
Here's Dr. Charles Stanley, keeping believers in touch with God.
If you want to be prepared for rough times, here's what you do. First of all, you remove those known hindrances in your life that will hinder your daily walk. Secondly, he says, you are to resolve to keep a balanced judgment in those times because there'll be many fads and many offers of many experiences to come your way. He says you're to recognize that your hope is in the person of Jesus Christ so that you are moving towards something when you go through these difficult times, and then to realize that holiness is the only acceptable goal for the believer. He says when you do that and you set your mind, you and I will be able to walk through those difficult times with confidence and assurance that God is in control. We're on our way somewhere, and God is accomplishing something in us.
For help and hope from God's Word, visit In Touch with Dr. Charles Stanley at intouch.org.
Cornerstone Pros.
When it comes to hiring an AC, plumbing, or electrical contractor, finding one you can trust has always been a challenge until now. Cornerstone Pros' commitment to quality surpasses customer standards. You can count on the technicians at Cornerstone Pros to go out of their way to deliver an exceptional experience. That's the Cornerstone difference. Call 813-291-0522.
For service like it ought to be, fair, fast, and friendly, call Cornerstone Pros.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
There's a war between guilt and grace. And they're fighting for a sacred space. But I'm living through. Grace wins every time. Yeah. No lying down.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. We have breaking news out of San Diego this afternoon. You may have been following the trial of United States Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Eddie Gallagher was accused of stabbing, killing, and murdering an ISIS member. He's been under trial, military trial in San Diego. Just a few days ago, compelling testimony by the Navy SEAL doctor that said that he was there and he testified that Eddie Gallagher, who was allegedly accused of stabbing the ISIS fighter in the neck and killing him, said that it didn't happen. He didn't stab him. Right now, a jury of seven people has just come across the wire. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher has been found not guilty. I repeat, not guilty on charges of murder and attempted murder. And details will be coming out throughout the evening. But again, a big case that a lot of America was watching, and even though we had the witnesses coming forth who said he didn't do it, prosecutions did not decide to reverse it. They kept moving forward, and again, Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher found not guilty on charges of murder and attempted murder. And with that, let's go back to our discussion about homeschooling. So imagine, if you will, you are a homeschooling mom or dad. And imagine a day when the laws change in America. The majority of the people living in America believe that government can do a better job of parenting than you can. A society on a majority that will believe that if you even try to homeschool your own kids, you're not eligible to do so. You're not qualified to do so. We're going to say it's illegal for you to continue to do so. And you say, no, I'm not going to indoctrinate my kids with what's being taught in this world today. Not going to do it. And you're so steadfast that HRS comes in and takes your kids away. Well, I want to just let that sort of sink in, because this is what this German family has been dealing with. And so for you to fully appreciate their story, David Hurd reporting for CBN News that finally a court in Germany have allowed Dirk and Petra Wunderlich to have custody of their minor children again. Are you ready for this, class? What year is this? 2019. Guess how many years these kids have been in custody? 2013. 6 years. How awful, how tragic, how traumatic that must have been. I don't have words to describe it. They took their kids away for 6 years because they were homeschooling. Now, the European Court of Human Rights, actually, as they were appealing to get their children back, this tells you what's happening with the left in Europe and the leftist control. The European Court of Human Rights ruled against an appeal by the family. And another appeal before the Grand Chamber of the European Court of Human Rights is still pending. I want to tell you that the wave that is coming from Europe to here, we see it in so many of the people who are abandoning the faith, thereby reducing church membership, thereby seeing the liberalization of the Church of Jesus Christ in America. And I'm not talking about the Mormon church. These are values that are real, even though in Florida, because we have been under conservative leadership and control in our legislature and by and large in our governor's office, we've not been exposed to the left leanings of places like California, Oregon, Washington State, Massachusetts, Connecticut, now even Virginia. Unless we pay attention, we have no idea what's going on around us. Clearly, anti-Christian principled leadership and enforcement. But in Germany, a new judge assigned to the case ruled in favor of the family after the judge who was involved in the removal of the children in 2013 was replaced. Guess what? Why was the judge replaced? Adding to the travesty. On grounds of bias. Been allowed to function as a biased judge all these years. Let me ask you a question, class. Have you seen any signs of biasness by judges in America? Have you seen any example of activists, judges in America? That's synonymous with being biased. Robert Clark, director of European advocacy for the Alliance Defending Freedom International said, and I quote, "The right of parents to direct the education of their children is a fundamental right protected in international law." We are pleased to see that the German court respected this right and acknowledged that the Wunderlich children are doing well. As we wait for referral to the Grand Chamber of the European Court of Human Rights, we hope that there, too, the rights of this family will be safeguarded. The court ruled that two of the youngest of the Wunderlich's four children, after 6 years, they're still minors. They're going to remain with their parents after the children express their wish to be homeschooled. The European Court of Human Rights also found that the knowledge level of the children was not alarming. Imagine that. They were learning in a homeschool environment. Surprise, surprise. And that the children were not being kept from school against their will. Understand that leftist doctrine, the whole idea that the government knows better than the parents, and you'd be surprised as you are trying as a Christian to bring up your children in the wisdom and admonition of the Lord, if they went to your child and asked your child if they agreed with this area of parenting, could be widespread, could be based in biblical authority, they would side with the kids and say, if the kids don't like it, they don't have to abide by it. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I'm old school. I take my Bible in one hand. I listen to my Holy Spirit. And I ask for a prayer for wisdom. And that's how I raise my children. I hope that's what my child, I hope that's how you're raising your children. Talk about tolerant, being tolerant. Kids were forcibly taken and locked up. And that was in a letter from one of the kids to the judge. Another of the children just said, "I just want to live and learn in peace with my family without the constant fear of being torn apart like in 2009 and 2013. I went to a public school," said the child, "for a year. And definitely did not enjoy it." Let me remind you of what happened back in 2013. And if you don't think that we ought not to be on guard in our future for this kind of police action, you and I would disagree, but I would say you're pretty naive. All you have to do is look on the evening news. Some of the manifestations that are happening in our culture today that are part of the news, and some of the statements and positions of some of our radical left-wing members of Congress, they don't respect you as a parent. They certainly don't respect you homeschooling. And they're not interested in charter schools or Christian schools. You will be indoctrinated by the school of the state. Now, where have we seen that horror film before? Here's what happened in 2013. Imagine if this was you. That's the only way I can connect with you. The police raided the Wunderlich's home in 2013. At that moment, they were threatening to knock down the door and to take away their four children. And they picked up the children and took them. And only because there was a huge international protest, they were returned to the family. But the children would have to go to school. And by the way, the family couldn't leave Germany, because the state retained custody. They didn't give custody to mom and dad. So if the family wanted to take a family vacation outside of Germany, they couldn't. And quite frankly, the parents would be hunted down, just like an Amber Alert here, when there is a divorced or separated family. One parent has custody. The other parent visits, nabs the kid, and takes off. Nabs the child, I should say, and takes off. And next thing you know, we got an Amber Alert, and it's an all-points bulletin that the kid, that the youngster's in danger. Well, the Wonderlands, if they would have left, they would have been hunted down like child kidnappers to their own kids. And as Dirk described to CBN News his reaction to the raid, he said, "You have no right to do this. You snatch my children and bring them into foster care, and that is good for my family. You destroy a family that is good for the welfare of children." Kid said that when they went to school, the classroom environment in Germany was just out of control. Joshua, one of the kids, said, "When there are so many children and they are talking about all kinds of things, it's really loud." His sister said, "In homeschooling, I felt like we were able to learn a lot more in a shorter time. In school, they always make it so long, and you still learn less than in homeschool." Their father, Dirk, added, "They don't learn anything. They get a brainwashing about reality, and also they learn bad behavior." How many parents listening today could give that testimony about some school experience somewhere? They don't learn anything. They get a brainwashing about reality, and also they learn bad behavior. Any signs of that in public schools across America today? Certainly, as I write about every day, that is something to think about. Could it happen in America? You betcha. Maybe not today, tomorrow, next year, but we must be on guard. And Jesus said, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar." Well, we're not slaves. We're not a country under siege. We are citizens of the United States of America. We are a republic made up of 50 cooperating states. We are free. We elect representatives to address our issues. Those representatives are voted in by a majority in an election. Very few people today even get out and vote. Remember this. If every Christian would dedicate to register to vote and to vote their Christian values, Christians could still carry every election in America. Christians could elect representatives that on a dime could turn this country around. But that's a tall ask. That's a big ask. That is a whopper if. As Trump would say, that would be a bigly ask. If everyone got registered to vote and voted their values. And I believe that's what God's called us to do in this republic. Render under Caesar what is Caesar. I believe in a republic. For those of you that aren't registered to vote, I don't think you are maintaining your Christian responsibilities. Because you are not rendering to Caesar your advice and consent through the Holy Spirit operating in your life, making the best decision for what you know about a candidate about based on their Christian worldview alignment. And I know there's people out there that have a wrong impression as Christians of the separation of church and state. But you know what? It's not about keeping the church out of state affairs. It's about keeping the state out of the church's affairs. Thoughts, 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. More of the Bill Bunkley Show on this Tuesday afternoon. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
W262CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration says the 2020 census questionnaire is moving ahead without a question about citizenship. That's according to an attorney for a civil rights group that helped fight the addition of the question. Kristen Clark says that Trump administration attorneys notified parties in lawsuits challenging the question that the printing of the hundreds of millions of documents for the 2020 census counts would be starting soon. The White House didn't immediately comment on the decision. President Trump has decried last week's Supreme Court ruling, saying the question was sought under a false pretext. Spokespeople for the U.S. Census Bureau have not responded to emails or phone calls seeking comment. Dozens of Central Americans who have been returned to the border city of Juarez to await the outcome of their U.S. asylum claims are being bused back to their home countries by Mexican authorities. On Wall Street, the Dow by 69 points. This is SRN News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash now? Seems like the more you need something, the harder it is to get, especially when you need it fast. Have you been turned down for a personal loan? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? One of the nation's largest personal loan networks, GetCash.com, is the place to go when you need money fast. All you need is a checking account and a regular source of income, and you could get up to $5,000 discreetly with your computer or smartphone in as little as 24 hours. There's no paperwork needed to get connected. At GetCash.com, our lenders have lent hundreds of millions of dollars to people just like you. And now, you could get up to $5,000 deposited in your account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Get the cash you need fast at GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com. GetCash.com.
Are you feeling the splinters of some cross of unjust suffering? Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Has a friend betrayed you? Has an employer impaled you? Has a disaster dropped onto your life that's just almost too great to bear? If so, don't fight back. Unjust suffering can be a dizzying experience. To keep your balance in those times when things are swirling around you, it's important to find a fixed reference point and then focus on it. Return to the protection and guardianship of the Good Shepherd who endured the cross and laid down his life for you.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Some people think they're not very lucky, that nothing good ever happens to them by chance. But someone has said that chance favors the prepared mind. And another person once said, the harder I work, the luckier I seem to get. And a faithful intercessor once observed, the more I pray, the more good coincidences I seem to experience. An important truth about the spiritual life is that God has his part and we have ours. Our job is to work hard, to be diligent, to be prayerful, and to be ready. God's part is to arrange opportunities and answer prayers according to his purposes. It takes both parts to make the whole work. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's part and your part on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery, and it happens in our own communities. Victims can be any gender, age, or race. Join the Department of Homeland Security's Blue Campaign to learn how to recognize and report this heinous crime. Visit our website at www.dhs.gov/bluecampaign. That's www.dhs.gov/bluecampaign. Your second look could be their second chance.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. He's roaring, he's roaring like a lion.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here. The Bill Bunkley Show. Phone lines are open if you'd like to participate at 877-943-9673. Do you really believe what the Bible says about Jesus? Do you really believe what the Bible says about Satan and the devil? Do you believe that both of those principles are alive today? Because that will shape your worldview about everything. That's the lens that will shape your worldview about everything happening to you, even today. Will have an effect on every decision you make, every choice. Do you make choices in the flesh without thinking about it, without even thinking about it? Or do you constantly have the Lord and the Holy Spirit where you're saying, okay, got a new challenge here. Holy Spirit, what do you think? What should I do? Should I have a reaction? And if I do, how do I deal with it? So especially as you begin to consider just the whole idea about socialism. And I read an article that was published earlier today by Bob Knight, guest columnist for One News Now, that socialism violates all 10 of the Ten Commandments. And when you really drill down to understand what's going on, think about what comes along with socialism. You and I know that if we really believe that we believe that we believe everything in the scripture, you know that we've been told that you and I must not have any other gods before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That includes, you shall make no idols. In addition to that, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, ever. You should keep the Sabbath holy. For us, it's the first day of the week, or if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, it's Saturday. Honor your father and your mother above all things in that category. You don't honor the state to raise you. It's your mom and your dad. How about you shall not murder? Do you think that the taking of life in abortion is murder? And if so, do you think that socialism is going to change that? Not at all. How about the idea you shall not commit adultery? The bizarreness of sex out of marriage, we're going to continue to hear rumors and stories about how bizarre people are behaving, really with their fists up to God. You shall not steal. Well, you know, some people think that socialism is stealing. You have someone that is a farmer, someone that's a business person, someone that provides a service. They work real hard, and they are rewarded for their hard work with profit. And the next thing you know, you have a majority that says, no, we're not going to favor people who work hard and make a profit. You're going to pay more and more of your proceeds out of your profit back through the government as a conduit to give it to people who didn't do what you did. Socialism. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Well, how about lying to get benefits, lying to be part, to get more of the pie of socialism? Socialism is always built on other people's money until the other people's money runs out. And then you see pictures of the street, trash, filth. That's the end game. The end does not justify the means. How about the whole idea, if you like your health plan right now, or you can keep your health plan, I guarantee you, when the left takes over and they have the Senate and the House, you will not have a private medical health plan. You'll be forced to take the government health plan. How about this one for socialism? You shall not covet. Boy, I tell you what, you see people coveting other people's resources every night on the news when socialism is mentioned. Pretty amazing. If you ask the Lord and the Holy Spirit to just, if you're sitting down watching any kind of news information, ask him to just give you that filter and to give you the mind of Christ, as if Christ was sitting there and processing what you are seeing. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff indeed. Well, that's why we must fight for our country. We must fight for everything that we know is good and that we know the Lord is supportive of and into. That's so very important. Coming up in a moment, my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, on today's edition of Living Truth. Peace when you're going to pieces. Today's topic, peace when you're going to pieces. This is part one, and that's coming up in just a moment. Well, we hope you've had a wonderful day in the Lord. Hope we've been helpful in calling your attention to some issues. But remember, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is the day to make that decision. I'm Bill Bunkley. Till tomorrow at 4. God bless and good night.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.